You're with Suzanne Hill on ABC Local Radio.
ABC Local Radio overnight. So usually when the holiday season is upon us, we get together that list of all the books we've been planning to read all year. But in these multimedia times, the holidays might also be the time to catch up on the podcasts that you might have missed through the year. Long holiday drives could be the perfect time to introduce yourself to the best podcasts around. Now, Richard Glover is the Drive presenter at 7.02 ABC Sydney and a podcast aficionado. He's with us this morning to run through some of the best of the year. Hi, Richard.
I'm a total addict for this. I'm a Luddite. I don't really like. I only got a mobile phone about 2 seconds ago, so I'm not going to give people a lecture on being a, you know, high-tech whiz kids, but this single application, the podcast, fantastic. I'm totally addicted to it. If you love radio, if you're on a long drive, a 4 or 5 hour drive, you know, even if you often people already have an MP3 player or a smartphone that they can use. If you don't, I don't mean to go the hard sell, but the iPods or similar now cost nothing. You know, they cost you can get a cheap one, $40 or $50. As I say, you can often use your phone instead. You just get something like iTunes. Other brands are available. You put it on your computer. It is really easy. I can do it. If I can do it. I have to concentrate and stick out my tongue to send a text message. I'm that incompetent.
But podcasting? But
podcasting is relatively easy. Once you get up something like iTunes on your computer, you just really, you search around, you put in some of the things I might mention or people might mention. They come up, you subscribe to them, it's all free, they download automatically, you plug in your phone or your iPod or your iPad, iPads have them too, of course, and it just downloads onto it. And then you're driving along in your car, play it. Bingo.
Fantastic. Easy. Much more interesting than watching the other cars go by.
Yeah, and it's free. Most of it's free. Nearly all of it's free.
Richard, how much time do you actually get to spend listening to podcasts? Because, you know, there's so much that you, for example, have to take in. You're reading newspapers, you're watching TV, you're staying abreast of
everything.
Can I
just say you don't get a body this good, this good, without doing some walking? And this is the Stephen Fry method of weight loss. Actually, it hasn't been that successful with me. But Stephen Fry reckons he's lost stones. I mean, he uses audiobooks, but it's the same principle. You get some of these things and suddenly, you know, well, Richard Feidler's Conversations is a really good example. I'll give some foreign ones too. But you get Feidler's Conversations on. Sometimes they're totally engrossing. And suddenly you've been for your hour-long walk around the park and you're back home and, you know, you've lost 3 kilos. and gained a knowledge. Now, actually, I'll talk about Feidler for a second for those who, because he only goes to some states on ABC Radio, but he does this great program on New South Wales and Queensland Radio, Canberra Radio, a few others, Conversations. It's on every day, and it's either at 1 half hour and then another half hour, or sometimes with a really good guest, it's a whole hour. And again, one of the great things about that particular podcast is when you subscribe to it, you don't have to download every episode onto your little device. Once you've got it, once you subscribe to something like iTunes, they all just sit there in a great long list and you can see the names. So you just whiz through this great long list of 20 names and you think, okay, I'm interested in books. Bingo. He's got an interview here with, you know, Tim Winton. I'll put that on. Or, you know, I'm interested in politics. So here's an interview with Bungler. So you just virtually slide them over. Again, if I can do it, anyone can do it. You just slide them over onto your device and you've got this really tailor-made series of conversations for you in terms of what you're interested in.
Sometimes it might be, Richard, that you've caught a bit of it on the radio and you think, oh, that sounds really interesting. Oh, I can't stop and listen now. And you know that you can go back and get it. So it's a great time to catch
Then there's a whole other category, of course, where you can't just listen to them on the radio from Australia because they're foreign programs. I mean, you know, I know you can with TuneIn Radio these days, but effectively it's pretty difficult. So BBC might be a good place to start. Again, they've got, you can do it through iTunes, and iTunes or similar sites will give you a lot of, once you've chosen one program, it will do that usual thing of saying, look, other people who like this like that. So you'll start off with, oh, okay, the BBC Science program, or you'll start with Robin Williams Science Show from Radio National. And once you've downloaded that, then they'll be suggesting other science shows for you. So you can do it through that, or you can just go straight to the BBC website, and they've got lots of podcasts. So something like BBC Radio 4, which is their real high-end talk network, but has a lot of comedy on it. So I'd suggest from BBC 4 two really great podcasts, first up. One is a comedy podcast, which is called Friday Night Comedy, And it contains in sequence 6 episodes of the news quiz and then 6 episodes of the thing called Now Show, because it's far too exhausting to run a comedy show every week if you're English, so you need a regular break. I speak that as somebody who runs a weekly comedy show every week with no help. So their shows are excellent. They're really excellent. And especially, I don't particularly like the Now Show myself. Mm. But the news quiz is just one of the most fantastic half-hour pieces of radio comedy. And even though a lot of it's about British politics and you might not know the names, you pretty quickly get the gist of it. And it's hilariously written and beautifully done. So, yeah, Friday Night Comedy from the BBC. They've also got a Comedy of the Week where you get things you'll remember from years ago. Like they'll give you a different thing every week. Mm. So sometimes it'll be more like a little comic play. But then you'll get Just a Minute. You remember Just a Minute, you know, where the Kenneth Williams sort of panel game where they have to talk for a minute without hesitation, interruption or repetition. Great sort of classic BBC show. It's been around for, you know, 30 or 40 years. So that's called Comedy of the Week. That's a separate podcast, but that's worth subscribing to if you're into comedy. There's a beaut one called Great Lives, mm-hmm. again BBC Four. This is hosted by Matthew Paris, who's such an interesting man. He's a former Tory MP, a former Thatcher MP, turned journalist, and a great kind of polymath, wit, fantastic. One of the best political writers in Britain. He writes for The Times about politics. And he hosts this program, again, it's half an hour, and on Great Lives. And it's got a nice little format, I think. They tend to have one quite famous person who recommends a great life mm-hmm. that has inspired them. So that might be someone like David Attenborough, or maybe a British newsreader, or, you know, someone off... one of the guys from Starsky and Hutch, the American actor from, he was in Britain doing a play.
Are they mainly living people or kind of sometimes dead people?
No, they're always dead people.
Oh, okay.
They're always dead people. I think that's right. Yeah, but there's a real mix of people. Sorry, so they've got a famous person who recommends the person whose life is examined, and then they'll have a kind of Oxford Don who's an actual expert in that life, and it's really eclectic. So they'll do, a pop musician. One week, and then the next week will be Sappho, you know, the Greek poet from whenever it is, the 8th century BC. They'll do Winston Churchill. They'll do there was a great one recently on Lewis Carroll. So again, as with Feidler's Conversations, you can look down the list and think, oh, okay, well, I don't want to watch. I'm not interested in motor racing. I don't want to watch listen to Fangio. But I am interested in other things. So and that's a really great podcast, really. And they have a really effervescent, quite high level, but entertaining discussion, the three of them, about this person and did their life really amount to a great life.
Sounds fantastic. Mm. We're talking with Richard Glover on ABC Local Radio Overnight. So Richard, you may know, is the Drive presenter at 7:02 ABC Sydney and a podcast aficionado.
Addict.
Addict, if you've got. And
nut.
Aficionado. If you've got
obsessive.
If you've got spare time over the holiday period and you're spending long hours in the truck, here are some ideas for things you might want to listen to that will be edifying, educational and entertaining. Richard, what else have you got? Anything more from the BBC?
Well, one other British thing, which is a year or so old now, but it's been one of the most successful podcasts ever. It's had something like 12 million downloads, absurd numbers, and it's a history of the world in 100 objects, and it's the director of the British Museum. He's a guy called Neil McGregor.
This was a book as well,
it's a
wasn't
book,
it?
And yeah, it's been a big thing, but it starts as a podcast. It starts as a program on Radio 4, and I think they're 15 minutes long, and in each one he simply takes an object from the British Museum. It might be an Icelandic sled from the, you know, 14th century, but the next week it might be an Egyptian mummy. And he'll simply talk about that object and use that object as a kind of thread that you can pull to unravel the history of that time. And there's 100 of them, 100 objects, As I say, quite short, really engrossing. It's a fabulous podcast. And again, I think these are, you know, depending on the age of your kids, if you've got kids in the car and you can put on something like that, they'll actually not only learn something, but they'll be enthralled by it, I think. It's a really lovely, accessible piece of history.
And won't they be smarter when they get back to school the next
totally,
year?
They'll be beating everybody. It'll be fantastic. I suppose we should do some American ones. And the obvious one is the show that many people say is the best radio show in the world. Now, aside from Overnights, of course.
and Drive. Richard Glover's Drive.
Yeah. The best radio show in the world. Now, that seems a big claim, but it's This American Life. In fact, it's become so popular now among journalism students that I hesitate to like it anymore because it's become so trendy. You know, I don't like to follow the crowd. But I liked this show before. Everybody. It's become so trendy that I heard at a recent journalism function in Sydney, all the young journalism students were dressing in masks of the host.
Of Ira Glass.
Of Ira Glass, the host. So that's how, you know, that starts to become stomach churning, doesn't it? But it is a great show and it's very delicately made. And it's hard to explain quite what it's very different from most radio. Mm. And it's hard to explain quite how and why. Other than it's terribly well done, it also really uses narrative technique. In most journalism, we tend to use a pyramid structure of writing. If you look at a news story in a newspaper, that's the most clear example of a pyramid structure of writings whereby you tell the story, the nub of the story in the first paragraph. Mm. So you say, a man was shot dead today, excuse me, in the centre of town. That's the first paragraph, and then further details emerge of who it was and who shot him and what police are doing about it as you go down the story. And in a way, a lot of radio is that. You say, look, here's a person who lost their husband in tragic circumstances. He's here to tell us the story and to help the battle against prostate cancer. You'll say basically what the story is in introducing it. And they don't do that at all. You really get to find the story as you go along. And you know, an example might be there was a great story not so long ago about an American woman, who's a black, you know, an African American woman who'd been a beauty queen and she'd got involved in social justice campaigns, and she became very focused on this young African American man who'd been, in her view, falsely accused of murder. I'm probably not remembering the details exactly. And she fought for his release over many, many years, and she got him out of prison. And I think in a second case, she actually managed to prove his innocence and all that. And life goes on, and she kind of looks after him, and she forms a relationship. And I think some years pass. He commits a crime. Mm. And in being arrested for that second murder, he confesses to the first one. Oh. It's something like that. But you really travel this journey with her simply by the fact that they're not telegraphing their punches in a way. And that's partly what's so powerful.
Every twist seriously comes to you like a twist.
And they're often really human stories too, I suppose.
It's not about the big people, the politicians. It really is about someone who you could be walking down the street that you've never thought had an interesting story, but man, when they tell these stories, they pack a punch.
Although, you know, they have done some of the best stories on the global financial crisis. It's the only place I've ever heard something which really did explain what credit default swaps were. And they did it in great language, and you met people who'd, and by using those narrative techniques, you really felt at the end that you understood how the whole global financial crisis had happened and the role of all these, you know, strange financial instruments was. So it's a really excellent program. And well, if you're going on this podcasting journey, This American Life is certainly, you know, worth a listen.
I mean, I have to say, this is a show that I listen to sometimes when I'm walking to work. I find myself crying while I walk down the street or gasping or laughing out loud and then looking around to see who's staring
at me. It's dangerous to wear the Ira Glass mask when you're crossing the road, though.
All right, take that one on board. Richard, what else? Anything else American that you would recommend?
There's one called The Moth, which is this thing that's become quite popular in Australia recently, and Melanie Tate and others within the ABC are really trying to get Australian versions of this going. They're calling theirs Now Hear This. But as I'm sure they'd agree, a lot of the inspiration, look, the inspiration in a way goes back to the Romans, doesn't it? But or the caveman. But the inspiration recently goes back to this thing called The Moth from New York. And it's just this idea that people go along, an audience goes along, and anybody's got the right to at least put their hat in the ring, or their name in a hat, And people get picked to tell a story. And the rule is you're not allowed to have notes. You're not allowed to read it. You've got a time limit. And you get up and you tell a personal story about yourself. And there's a podcast where they simply edit these together. And they're, again...
And we've played a couple of these on overnight.
They're amazingly compelling. Mm. The quality is huge, actually, both in the Australian one and in the American one. There's something about somebody... The compelling... The story almost has to be compelling for somebody to get up and tell it without notes. You know, sometimes when people are writing short stories, they can use all these literary techniques which don't work, and when they get up without notes, they tell it from the heart, often using great humour and all sorts of things. But so the Moth is a very interesting podcast. The Radio Lab is a little bit like This American Life. It's got a bit more sciencey, and that's, again, if you're interested in, particularly in science and philosophy, that's quite a good podcast to download. As I say, all of these are free. The Radio National Science Show, whilst we're on science, Robin Williams Show, that's an internationally huge podcast. Probably more people listen to that show in America and England and Canada than they do in Australia. It's a very successful science podcast. The New Yorker magazine has a podcast. It's a little bit like an ad for the magazine in a way. It tends to be the host will interview a couple of people who are featured in the magazine. But again, the topics are listed on something like iTunes, so you can whip through and think, oh, okay, I don't like the sound of that. They're quite short, maybe 15 minutes. But if I was to come down to three, can I have four that I'd really recommend? I'd say Friday Night Comedy from BBC Four. I hesitate to recommend it because you'll realise how the weekly comedy show I do is so poor in comparison.
Which is also available on podcast,
yes,
is it not?
If you'd like to check out the varied quality, ours is called Thank God It's Friday, and it's heard in New South Wales. Every Friday. It's, again, comedy, and, again, it's a free podcast, so it's quite similar to the British one. There's an American one too, actually. You can do an international comparison of weekly comedy programs. The American one is called I can't remember the rest of the sentence. And that's quite good too. I think the best one's a British one. Mm-hmm. Second best one is my one. Third best one is Wait Wait from NPR. This is my four. Mm-hmm. The British comedy one, Fidler's Conversations, Great Lives with Matthew Paris, and This American Life.
Richard, thank you so much. That's plenty, I'm sure, hours and hours of entertainment for anyone in a long car journey this year.
Thanks,
thank you. Richard Glover, presenter of 702 ABC Sydney Drive and the host of the second best comedy podcast available worldwide. Thank God It's Friday.